Hello and welcome to the first broadcast of Voices of Zborowska. My name is Matej Sandra and in this edition you will hear students from grade 6 to 9 speaking in English about various topics.
My name is Marie and I'm from Tabor.
My name is Teresa and I'm from Tabor.
My name is Nella and I'm from Tabor.
How old are you?
I'm 11 years old but I'm turning 12 soon.
What about you?
I'm Nella and I'm 12 years old.
I'm 12 years old.
And I have a question. Who's your idol?
My idol? I don't have an idol. My idol is me, myself, because I just have inspiration for myself, so I don't have any idol. And what about you? Who is your idol?
My idol is, I don't know if you noticed, but it's a movie called Ninja Turtles, and my idol is one of the superheroes of it. And Teresa, do you have an idol?
Actually, no, I don't.
Nella and Teresa, what is your favorite subject in school and why?
So my favorite subject in school is English, and it's because I feel comfortable when I talk to people in English more than I feel comfortable with people talking in Czech.
Interesting, yeah. And what about you, Teresa?
I know it's weird, but my favorite subject is math because I'm good at it.
Do you have a subject you don't like?
I hate physics. Maria, is there a subject you don't like?
Well, basically, there are two subjects that I don't like. I don't like math because I'm not like good at it and it is boring. And I don't like physics because I'm not good at it neither.
So, I have a friend, and he has a weird name, and his name is Ryan, and he's homeschooled. And he's like my best friend since we were kids.
I have actually two best friends in this school, and it's two girls in my class. It's Maya and Charka.
I have one best friend. Her name is Christina, but I call her Kiki because it's funny and I like it. And I like her because she is so comforting, cheering, and it's just fun to have her around.
The number one thing I like in school is the library because it's comforting and quiet and there's a lot of books to read.
The number one what I like in school is the time of being with my friends.
Number one thing I like in school is school lunch because it's just tasty, and the classrooms because the floor is nice and the walls too.
My name is Andre. I live in Tabor and I was born in Tabor. In my family is my dad, my sister and my mom. My favorite subject is music. I find physics boring. I like schnitzel and potatoes, what my grandma makes. My best friend is Jakub. I know him for 9 years and we do like everything. My favorite video game is Fortnite. I play Fortnite with my friend Matej and it's very fun with him.
My name is Kateřina Sluková. I'm from Tabor. I was born in České Budějovice. My family is my brother and my mom and my dog. My dog's name is Jessica. My favorite food is spaghetti. My favorite drink is orange juice. My favorite subjects is mathematics and art. I paint animals and planet because it's really, really pretty to paint.
My name is Filip Talak. I'm from Tabor and I was born here. In my family is my mom and dad. My favorite subjects are English and PE. I like to swim but not in winter.
My name is Peppa and I have small head. My small head and I live in Tabor. I live with my mom, dad, and my brother. My brother's name is Vojta. My brother is older than me. We have retro game when we play some games. My favorite subject is history. Old Czech history is better. I like to play Hearts of Iron 4 and Roblox and CS and Counter-Strike Global Offensive.
My name is Alex Stonda and I live in Tabor. I live with my family. In this family is my mom and my dad. My favorite subject is history. When I compare Prague, Moravia, and Jihočeský kraj, I choose the Jihočeský kraj because I live in Tabor and I know how life is here. When I compare Prague and Tabor, I prefer Tabor because I have best friends here.
Hello, my name is Radim Podzimek.
I'm Ondřej Dročí.
Hi, my name is Robin Vesecký.
Hello, my name is Adam Perger.
And we are from Seven Days.
Ondřej, where do you live?
I live in Sezimovo Ústí.
And where do you live, Robin?
I live in Sezimovo Ústí too. What about you, Adam?
I live in Sezimovo Ústí also. And where do you live, Radim?
I live also in Sezimovo Ústí. Robin, what's your favorite sport?
My favorite sport is football. And you, Ondřej?
My favorite sport is football too. And what about you, Adam?
My favorite sport is football. And you, Radim?
My favorite sport is football and tennis. Are you good at football, Adam?
Yes, I'm good. And you, Robin?
I think yes. And you, Radim?
I think I'm good. And you, Ondřej?
I'm good too.
What position do you play in football?
I play right wing.
I play center midfielder.
I play center midfielder too. I score 3 goals.
I don't score in this season. I have lots of assists, but 0 goals.
I score sometimes too. So guys, let's gonna start talking about school subjects. What's your favorite subject, Adam?
My favorite subject is English and maths. And you, Andra?
My favorite subject is PE and math. And what about you, Radim?
My favorite subject is physical education and geography. And you, Robin?
My favorite subject is PE and English.
Robin, what subject do you hate?
I hate Czech language.
Really?
Yes. And what about you, Radim?
I hate Czech and math. And you, Adam?
I hate physics.
Hey guys, let's talk about food. I love spaghetti.
I like pizza. And you, Adam?
I also like pizza.
What pizza do you like?
Salami.
I like prosciutto.
What's your favorite food, Robin?
I like schnitzel with French fries.
Yeah, I love spaghetti.
And that's all, guys. Ciao from Zborowska. See you next month. Ahoy. Bye. See you later, alligator.
Hello. We are from class 8A and 8B. And I am Teresa Ciperová.
And I am Kateřina Šáchová.
I live in Tábor with my family.
I live in Tábor with my family too. Who is in your family?
In my family, there's my mom, my dad, and our cat. And yours?
In my family, there's mom, dad, a sister, and a dog.
What's your dog's name?
My dog's name is Oscar.
What kind of dog is Oscar?
He is French Bulldog.
Is he a nice boy?
Sometimes.
I have a cat. She's 4 and her name is Rozárka.
What is Rozárka like?
She's very naughty, but sometimes she's very sweet and she is very cute.
Teresa, where were you born?
In Tábor.
I was born in Tábor too.
Do you like Tábor, České Budějovice or Brno?
Well, I like Tábor more because I like small cities. How about you?
Yeah, I feel the same. I've never been in Brno, so I don't really know about that. But I have my aunt and cousins in České Budějovice, and I really like it. It's a really big city, and I enjoy it a lot.
What activities do you do outside school?
I sing in a school choir here in school, and it's really nice. I like it because I think it's really nice opportunity for me to not be scared to sing in front of a lot of people. And I work with really nice people who I like. And I feel that everybody deserves to work in around people that are really nice and who you can trust and that can trust you back.
I am going to Sezimovo Ústí on art lessons. which I am with some writer of Czech books. And
what's his name?
Aneta Horinová, Alžběta Horinová. And I am going on a guitar lesson with someone who is with in the same band as my uncle.
How long do you play guitar?
I am playing since first grade.
And what do you like about it the most?
Well, I like about it the most that I can show everyone that I have talent on someone because I need to be like this.
Are you afraid of performing in front of the audience? Because when I sing, the nerves, it's crazy.
Well, I have never been playing on the guitar in audience, so I don't really know.
And do you want to?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Do you write your songs?
I want to, but I don't know what text and what tones, which is harder to me.
After Tabor, what's your favorite city?
I like Prague and Olomouc.
So you like big cities?
Yeah, but sometimes it's too much for me. Do you prefer living in the city or do you prefer living in village?
I've never lived in a village, so I don't really know how it feels like, but I think in the future I would love to live in a village. I think it's smaller and people know each other, and I think it's really amazing for if you have animals, dogs, they can run in your garden. I feel like adults don't understand us as teenagers.
I agree.
I think when your moods change every hour, and sometimes I really hurt my family when I'm angry from school and I just yell at everyone and then I really regret it.
I have the same thing, and even I don't feel comfortable to be in front of so much people. So it's really hard for me, and I need to study more on grades because when I get 3, I get really sad and angry and I am screaming on everyone, almost at the teachers.
I feel my parents are trying to help me, but I'm a teenager. It's really hard.
Well, for me, it depends on what they support me. Because sometimes they don't support me on something, sometimes they do.
My grandma, she's like the best support for me. When I'm sad, I talk to her on the phone and I feel better. And maybe sometimes better than when I talk with my parents. We are really close. Do you have someone close as my grandma?
I have close my cousin because since she is 25, she really understands me that I have some changing moods and it's like this.
I think my advice for younger students trying to find time for themselves, because sometimes school is very stressful, and I think everybody deserves just spend time alone reading a good book or try diary. Diary really helps me. I write my feelings, my thoughts, and it's really amazing.
I think my advice for younger students is to stay calm because school is really stressful, and when you don't do something, it's okay because you are learning from your faults.
My name is Matěj Sandra. I'm from a small village named Mitrovice. I go to the 9C. I've been going to Zborovská for almost nine years. I like chemistry and German and English, but I don't really like physics because, some things are good and interesting, but I think that ninth year of physics isn't really fun and interesting. As a teenager, I think it's easy to be with your friends, going out, have fun, but it's difficult to act like an adult or say the other adult that you are not a child anymore.
That's all in this edition of Voices of Zborovská. We hope you liked what you heard, and we hope to present another broadcast soon with more Voices of Zborovská.
Goodbye, ciao, and naschledanou.